All right, here are your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton with senior writer John Osher. We'll start with AJ and Andy. It's been an explosive combination. They've been missing it for a few weeks with the toe with AJ Green. I remember 2012 when AJ Green exploded and won the ball game for the Bengals.
Well, and he's obviously the real deal. He's an elite guy. Mohamed Sanu has played well in his place, but they're a different offense when AJ Green's not in the game. He's got like 17 catches this year, very low for him. If he's back, it's a different offense.
And we'll see how the Jaguars secondary, which has been hit by injury at a couple of different spots, reacts to Andy Dalton. Up next is Blake and Allen, a young tandem that's just starting to get its legs, but you got the sense last week that there's some chemistry building there.
Well, and there should be, and that's what you hope if you're a Jaguars fan, that those guys are going to develop together. Allen Robinson's starting to look more natural at the receiver spot and starting to show the things that makes you think he's going to be productive around here for a long time.
United London's calling. Jaguars go to Cincinnati this week and then on to London. Long trip. Maybe they're planning this week.
Are you packed? Are you ready to go?
Not yet.
No, I won't be.
But the question is how this team handles getting ready for two games in 1 week, essentially.
And it's a different deal. They did it a little bit last year when they were in Oakland and Seattle. But it's a different thing. You're going across, the Atlantic Ocean now to play a game after Cincinnati. Point is, you got to concentrate on this game. The logistics people will take care of getting you across the pond.
All right. Those are the stories we're following today and through the rest of the week here on Jaguars.com. Make it a good one.